Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I want to talk about that play we just had for you there, because it's been discussed a lot. Now, I think that that play, as bad as it was, and it was bad, was nothing compared to leaving the bases loaded three straight innings. I mean, that's as bad as it gets. Like, that makes it otherworldly. But that play is going to stand out, because that play did leave a mark. You're in extra innings. You bunt the runner over for the first time. He actually laid down a correct bunt and get the guy over to third base, one on, one out, pop fly to right center field, Couser's under it, he makes the catch in shallow right center, or left center, I guess it was, and Eaton, who's very, very fast, takes about four steps down the line, stops and retreats, even as the ball clearly about, I don't know, 40 feet offline. And wasn't exactly a laser beam either. That thing hung up in the air a while. You had a pretty good view of its trajectory heading towards home plate. And that's the part of it that I think is really, because on some level I understand what Kyle Hudson was saying there. Colton Couser's not some guy with a weak arm. He's got a very strong arm. He's got one of the strongest arms of any outfielder in the league right now. You know, I mean, that's just, if you look at the numbers, which I didn't realize there were numbers for this, but I Googled it and looked it up, and he's number 17 in the majors. He has the 17th strongest arm of any position player in the entire major leagues, which has got to be pretty good, right? There's a lot of players in the major leagues, a lot of teams. In fact, Rob Manfred, already too many. No more teams. But you know what I mean?
De-expansion instead of more expansion.
Retraction instead of expansion. That's what I'd like to say. But Couser, he's not a guy that you should run on all the time, and certainly not when it's a pop-up into right center field. You know, that's, you only test that in certain situations. And that last night was one of those situations where you're trying to put pressure on the other team, where you're trying to manufacture a run. And the reason why Kyle Hudson, he was not going to say this after the game, he's going to talk about the analytics and the scouting report and all this other stuff. But you know the real reason why Kyle Hudson didn't send Eaton home on that play? Why he made him hold up? You know the real reason why? Because he was scared of him getting thrown out at home. And the reason he was scared of him getting thrown out at home is because this team has run into a million outs this year. This team is a stupid team on the base paths. They've been a dumb team on the base paths all season long. And if this wasn't something that was a big, big problem, then I bet you Kyle Hudson would have recognized the situation and the scenario that they were in and said, Eaton, you got to run. You got to get home. You got to score this run. At the very least, you got to draw a throw. And if it's not online, you got to get home. You got to get the home plate. And instead, that. And all of a sudden, you're hoping for the least clutch hitters in the history of the world right now to go up there and drive them in. Ridiculous. And I think that that's indicative right now of why this team is in trouble. They've been a dumb team all year. They've been so dumb this year that the third base coach was terrified of adding to it. If they were a team that occasionally ran into an out here and there, You send them there and you don't even think about it. This is a team that has screwed that up so many times this year that now it's in all their heads. And it's in Kyle Hudson's head, and it's in Nate Eaton's head, and it's in Alex Cora's head. It's in everybody's head. And so, yeah, no, we're not. We can't run into another out. We'll never hear the end of it. Well, you know what? If you would run, you would have scored. And now you're not going to hear the end of this. And again, I don't think this is as bad as striking out with the bases loaded a million times in a row. But it is one of those things that over the course of the year, it builds up. It has an effect. It's like a snowball running down the hill. All of a sudden, you got a full-on avalanche. And that was it. That was the avalanche last night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yes, Joe.
So just I want to point this out as well. You know, some people might make the excuse that I don't know if you caught it on the broadcast, but Eaton, when he went back to the bag, was sort of arguing with the ump, saying the third baseman
right.
was like obstructing his path.
I never saw that, by the way. I saw the replay from home plate, and I never saw the third baseman block him at any point.
Right,
but
right.
Maybe I just missed it.
Yeah, I agree with you. And even Cora in the postgame said, like, oh, I did that as a player. So, like, let's right. take that off the table. Now, to your point about Hudson, I'm not that concerned about him specifically because he's made some pretty good reads in the past. Like, he's when. How many times Roman Anthony in the past couple of weeks has he been able to score from first base? I mean, part of it is also Roman being a good base runner. But remember also in that game, Connor Wong was able to induce that balk.
True.
He went back to third, and Hudson sort of gave him the message of, hey, get Sugano to try and step off, get that third disengagement or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he told Wong to do it. Wong did it. They get the run. So, you know, we had a caller last night being like, I don't know what Kyle Hudson has done that's really good. I still think he's a good third base coach.
Okay. I mean, I don't know the particulars of that job to the point where I can say if he's good or not. He was not good last night, and this team has been a really dumb base running team this year. They've run into so many outs. Not as many lately, I'll give you that. It hasn't been quite as big of a problem lately. But between the errors on the field with the glove and the errors on the base paths this year, and they're not all, every single one of them, Kyle Hudson's fault. All right? I'm not going to put that all on him. But it has been a problem for the team this year. There's no question about it. The base running errors this team has committed this year have been laughably bad, like cartoonishly bad. And I think that's what happened last night. I think Hudson saw that, said, I cannot send this guy into another out. I've done too much of that this year. We've done too much of that as a team this year. And I think he held them up because they were just a little worried that, you know, if they ran into an out there, they would never hear the end of it. And quite frankly, they're probably right about that. They're probably right. But sometimes you have to take that chance. In that situation, trying to manufacture a run like that in extra innings, I mean, it's like down a run. Like, it's not even, there shouldn't have been even a second thought.
So question for you then, because that game, it was 4-3, that
yes.
next half inning, and the Orioles took the lead. If Eaton had went and he had got thrown out, would you still be, I mean, yes, you can be mad at the loss because the bases loaded or all that stuff, but would you be as mad if Eaton was sent and he was thrown out?
I'd be mad if it happened, but if it was a perfect throw from Cowser, then you'd tip your hat to Cowser. Well, he made a perfect throw. What are you going to do? You know, and that's what you're banking on. You're gambling on the fact that this guy who has a good arm, Cowser does have a good arm, but that he's going to make a perfect throw. All they have for those numbers is how fast he throws the ball, how hard he throws it, how long it takes to get from his hand to the base or however, you know, far he's throwing the ball. That's all they really have. Accuracy is something totally different. And that was not an accurate throw. He airmailed that thing. And I'm just confused as to why anybody would see that ball come out of his hand when you're four steps down the line. See the trajectory. These are baseball players. All they know is trajectory. You know, that's like the whole thing. You didn't see that ball flying down the line and think, oh, yeah, send our fastest guy home. I can't understand it. I don't get it. I understand maybe the hesitancy, because I think Fleming said it afterwards. He was like, well, if that was a perfect throw, then he's probably out by a lot. Probably, if it's a perfect throw. And I think that at that point in the game, you got to roll the dice on him not making a perfect throw. And what do you know? He didn't make one. And if he did, you tip your cap. And it's easy for me to say right now, if he had got thrown out at home, I'd probably be yelling and screaming too. But I'd rather have that than have him get stranded there by your best hitters like they've been stranding everybody with the bases loaded the entire freaking game. All right? That's how I feel about that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.